Is that it? There we go. Okay. Just whatever you got to, what your opinions are on
iPods in general.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's okay for tournament directors to say that they're not allowed if they so choose. Because
why?
Because because there are a lot of, I've seen several occurrences of someone having it turned up too loud. And it becomes a little bit of a nuisance if you have to go around monitoring that. Not because I think there's any sort of cheating going on with an electronic device. That's absurd. as far as the benefit of it, I've tried it and it doesn't work for me. I think it depends on the personality of the person. I actually have a couple of students that are trying it now, and it's helping them because their problems that prompted them to use the iPods were associated with all the noise and distraction of
background
little
noise.
Kids at big tournaments, you know. And by putting on the iPod, sure there's noise, but it's noise that you're controlling and are expecting, and it actually may be the different and better distraction, but it seems to work for them. I know Chris Mabe used to use one, and it worked well for him, but for me, I can't do it. I can't concentrate on the board. I find myself, best case scenario, I'm completely not listening to the song.
Yeah.
Or the opposite. I'm completely not paying attention to the board and I'm listening to the song for 3 minutes. So it doesn't work for me, it works for some people.
So as a chess teacher, you don't recommend against them, you just say, use with caution.
I wouldn't recommend it for most students, but there's two brothers that I have that are trying it out that have a remarkable focus and discipline, and because of the distractions that they're experiencing and their parents suggested this, I gave them the okay on it. I think that for elementary age students, it's usually not going to be a good idea. It's just going to be a distraction. Middle school and older is probably fine.